Yeah. If you're not logging on, you're missing out. We are the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Bill Small, joined in the studio, as we are every Wednesday at this time, Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. And how are you this morning, young lady?
I'm good. I'm kind of slow with all this rain this week. Just kind of dragging me down.
It does make one a little bit logy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But okay, it's still a good day.
Understandable, yeah. So what do you got for us today? You said not a whole lot? Or?
Not a ton, but I do have some announcements. Yeah, absolutely. So tomorrow's the big day for the Chamber's 115th celebration. I'm very excited.
You don't look anywhere near that old.
No, thankfully.
Yeah, you look very much younger than
I
that.
I hope I don't look
younger. Oh, it's the Chamber that's 115. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Although I'm getting up there.
Yeah, same here, honey.
So 115, yes. So stop by and see us tomorrow between 4 and 7. All kinds of good stuff going on there. You probably already did a news story on this, but the Click It or Ticket is going on right now.
Yeah.
So just a reminder
everywhere,
to everybody.
Yeah, definitely. You want to make sure you get that seatbelt buckled.
The good thing is, I mean, they started this years and years ago, but more and more cars now have the little dinger that says you better put it on.
Yeah, John's truck, for instance. I don't know if you've ever been in the vehicle, but if you don't put your seatbelt on first, you get the ding, ding, ding. And then it turns down the audio sources from everything else. So all you're going to be hearing is the truck reminding you in its annoying and obnoxious fashion to buckle your doggone seatbelt.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm telling you, they're, yeah.
My car goes, meh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Live dangerously.
Tomorrow is the swim lesson registration for the Red Cross. So for those kiddos and you want to get them something to do this summer and hopefully kind of give them some safety tips, then have them join swim lessons. And I want to shout out to Anne Marie Liebert, who has spearheaded this every year. So things like this in our community are only done because we have volunteers willing to do this. So
you can't do it all.
No.
As much as you'd
so
like
awesome.
To.
Yeah, exactly. But that'll be at City Hall, 4 to 6 tomorrow. Come out and get signed up for swim lessons for the kiddos. Thank you to our local Coffeyville PD for your dedication and service. Last week was National Police Week, so just wanted to give them a shout out and tell them we appreciate them.
Brian wrote up a nice little editorial comment to that effect last week.
Yes. We dropped off gift certificates, so everybody on the police department gets a free icy.
Oh, cool.
Down at the chamber.
See, now I would have said a free donut, but that would have been so stereotypical I'd be ashamed of myself.
No, gotta have a chamber icy.
Right.
So we have another option now in town for your UPS packages. Olson's Ace Hardware will now be a drop-off for shipping. So if you've got a package or you need to ship something UPS, stop by Olson's and they can take care of you. So that's exciting. This is, of course, school's out. So now it's like...
For summer.
That's right. School's out. I should not
channeling,
do that.
Channeling our inner Alice Cooper here.
That's right. Yeah. Well, this is the time when all the parents are like, what are we going to do with these kids? We've got to keep them busy or they will start climbing the walls.
Yeah.
So we talked about swim lessons. Go out to the Coffeyville Recreation website because they have all summer long they do activities for kids. Plus, of course, the sports all summer long.
See, now when I was a kid, that was never a problem. You would say, I got nothing to do. And mom would say, you want me to find something for you to do? I'll find something for you to do. And you won't enjoy it nearly as much as what you can find for yourself. So
you can
find
also
something.
Just tell the kids to run outside. And they literally could run around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
when the street lights are on, that's when you come home.
Exactly. Yeah. And you felt safe. You're like, oh, I know they're around the neighborhood somewhere.
Yeah.
It's just not quite that environment anymore
Those
where you just don't
days.
Know where your kid's at. You've got to know where they're at now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the library, the Coffeyville Rec, the swimming, and then there's all kinds of other activities going on. So if you need something for your kiddos to do, in fact, my goal is hopefully early next week, we're going to work on a list of just everything and anything for the kiddos. So
cool.
We'll see if we can get that done. Yeah. summer is also here for us adults, which means it's bathing suit time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You'll see me walking around Speedos prick anytime
okay,
now.
Yay.
Yeah. Had your camera ready.
We'll help
Every
you
time
out.
I do that, Greenpeace tries to put me back in the water.
You're killing me. Well, the hospital has a 12-week guide to walking that helps kind of get that jump started so you can kind of get in your body in shape again. And Actually, whether it's swimsuit or not, you should just do that. I mean, walking is really good for the heart and for everything. But yeah, get out there and take care of yourself. This is also the time of year where great produce. Oh, I love summertime. There's so much good vegetables and fruits and everything. Just down the block from here.
Farmer's Market.
The Farmer's Market, but also Nichols Trading Post.
Oh, there you go.
And they have, well, for one, they have two things. One, they have a produce auction. You literally can go and get hundreds of locally made only, you know, just the local farmers produce. But then they also take a lot of that from the auction and they bring it down. And so all the time you can go in there and get, it just kind of depends on the week, but there'll be, you know, maybe strawberries or it may be tomatoes or whatever. But it's the good stuff. It's
all
not
those
the
things
stuff
we,
that's mass produced. You get it at the grocery store that doesn't even taste like.
Yeah, it looks like a tomato, but that's where the resemblance ends.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so much better when you get it. Yeah.
Fresh
so I'm excited
and good.
About that.
Local.
A couple reminders, especially for our local businesses. Blue Cross and Blue Shield and the Cottonville Chamber have teamed up, and I mentioned this in the past, along with several other chambers across the state, and we're going to be offering affordable health insurance. So contact me to find out more about the opportunity, but you don't want to wait because it's one of those things where if you get in on the first year, great deals and a lot of opportunity, but
you wait,
the best
you lose.
It's not as good as you wait. I mean, you still get a good deal, but we just wanted to, especially those small businesses who, you know, you have four employees.
Who can afford it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So this way we combine thousands of people across the state and we can get that a little bit more affordable. So call me and I'd be happy to talk to you about that. Also, Leadership Coffeeville applications are due next month.
Okay.
I'm trying to get as many applications in the next 2 weeks if I can, because we're trying to work on a few things. But it's an amazing class. Not only are you going to develop your leadership skills, but you learn about Coffeeville and how to get engaged and make an impact. And you get to be with me every other week.
Yay!
Yes, fun time. So call me, and I'd be happy to talk to you all about that Leadership Coffeeville class. And there are some scholarships available, too. So if that is a concern, we might be able to work with you on that.
Excellent.
Some events coming up. Hopefully this darn rain stops.
It's supposed to stop tomorrow, and then it's supposed to be like warm and sunny over the Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this weekend is Mayfest down in Caney.
Mm-hmm.
And they have so many activities Friday and Saturday. All day Saturday from sunup to sundown, they've got activities. And then Friday night is the Eli Young Band.
Mm-hmm.
So for all your country music fans out there, this is an opportunity to go out and have a great concert downtown. And they're a top 40 band. So this is a very popular band. And we want to show our support because the only way bands like that will ever come back is if we continue to support them.
Exactly.
So buy your tickets, bring your friends from out of town, head over to Caney, and have a lot of fun.
There you go.
Okay, some other things coming up. June 1st is our next Business Over Breakfast.
Right, that's a week from, actually,
Wednesday.
A week from today.
Yes.
There.
Yes, today. Good speakers this time. We've got, well, every time we have great speakers, but we've got a good lineup, so we'd love for you to come join us. June 4th is the Brian Kneesley Memorial Demo Derby. We talked about that last week, but Demo Derby in our little region is popular.
The sound of cars crashing into other cars.
Yes,
love
it. But that morning, we're going to have all our legislators in town. So
now, here's an idea, and there's no charge for this.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there. Adopt it, leave it, whatever you want to do with it. Have the legislators drive the demo cars.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be, think of the money you could raise.
Oh my gosh.
Have a legislator in a demo car, and the last legislator standing gets to be king or something, or queen,
that's
depending. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. No charge.
Typically, they always have like a golf tournament for the legislators, but we need to shake it up a bit. We need to do something a little crazy.
Candy, there's no off to the genius switch.
No, exactly.
It's constantly awesome. Running, yeah.
But definitely come down and join me that morning because we're going to have Senator Peck, all of our state representatives. They're going to tell us about everything that happened in Topeka this year, all the final bills that got passed in the last hour, and then, of course, what they're going to be working on next year. So great time to have your voice heard. And we're going to be at Terebinth Coffee, my favorite place ever. So that'll be June 4th. Now, the week after that is the KGGF auction.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Oh, good deals all around on that one. So that's June 11th.
That is correct.
So I'm excited about that. And I know you guys, as we get closer to time, you guys will be showing about off all the
Oh, yeah, you can go to our website right now, kggfradio.com,
okay.
And go to the communities tab, scroll down to the auction.
Awesome.
Bunch of stuff. We got stuff in the back room. We got a recliner back there if you want to butt test it. You know, we can actually increase the value. Yeah, Candy Westbrook said in this for a little while, so it's worth about $10 more now.
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
And you think, I'm trying to get them to put a chaise lounge in here so I can do my show with my leg elevated and while I'm recovering. John makes these remarks about it's not in the budget.
Oh,
yeah.
Darn.
There's just no love. No love at all, I tells you.
No. Well, I will come in someday and I'll do Vanna White for some of the products and, help you guys sell them.
Thank you.
That same day is also the VFW Car and Motorcycle Show.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be another fun event to do that. So, finally, there's one last thing I wanted to share, something exciting that I'm doing. So I'm going through a class actually at the Chamber. It's called Financial Peace University with Dave Ramsey.
Dave Ramsey, right.
Good. You've heard of it. I thought everybody have heard of Dave Ramsey.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody the other day said they didn't. I'm like, what?
We have him on every day here at KGGF.
Oh, that's right. Well, thanks to Mr. Rob Carter and Frank Markins, they helped bring the class to the Chamber. And I love it. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because we're constantly trying to bring in, like, trainings, classes, workshops, a lot of them free or low cost, to not just to our businesses, but the community. So, for example, next month, I have a representative from Google who's going to be doing a workshop on how to ensure your business is found online.
Make sure you've figured out the algorithms and such. Yeah.
So they're going to give us all those tips and tricks. It's going to be a Zoom webinar.
Search engine optimization.
That's what they call SEO. Mm-hmm. You got to have that. But I am always looking for ideas. So, you know, whether it's financial workshop, a Google workshop, what is it? If you, your business, or this community needs something, or you want to learn something, let me know, because I'm always on the hunt for the next speaker or next idea.
Well, I've pretty much expended myself with the legislator demo derby, but, you never know.
You may come up with another just...
Yeah, I lay awake at night sometimes. The good ideas. I had the idea of the turtle warden last week. Did you hear that?
Turtle warden?
Yeah. My wife and I drove down to Tulsa the weekend before I hurt myself, and I was just amazed at the number of turtles crossing the highway.
Ah.
And I thought, Oklahoma and Kansas should get together and create a civilian turtle warden corps and give them all little uniforms, a little hat that looks like a turtle shell, and have them drive vehicles with flashing lights that have the same rules as school buses. If the light is flashing, you have to stop so the warden can get out and encourage the turtle on his way. I'd be a bad turtle warden because I would just like flip them like Frisbees. But, if you don't want to stop the car, then maybe have like one of those cow catcher things, but in reverse on the front, so you can scoop up the turtles and gather them in a padded trailer in the back, and then deposit them all at a central location somewhere. Far too much turtle carnage out there.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
This is the time of year.
And the little dummies are sitting there, little necks stuck out. As is that a car coming to kill me?
Well, it's not like they can run away real fast.
That's exactly. Okay. Like, move, you moron. So, yeah, a turtle warden. But again,
warden.
Like I said, I offered the idea and everybody just thought, ha-ha, the funny morning radio guy.
Well, there you go.
Well,
you may come up with another idea. Come up with another speaker for me. Or I was also going to let everybody know that if you need me to come out and be a speaker at your business or for a class or whatever, I'm happy to come out too. And
I'd be happy to talk about communications if you ever wanted me as a speaker.
That would be a great way.
Media, how to deal with media.
How to deal?
Yeah, how to submit press releases and that sort of thing that don't sound like press releases.
Oh, John has been wonderful about just kind of helping.
Forget
us.
Him.
Well, forget John.
Forget John.
I'm just saying he's been good. So now we have another resource. Because he's been good about telling us about how you craft your message to make it a little bit more effective.
Exactly. So. Like, get away from the inactive verb, the weak verb. Like, so-and-so is holding.
Yes.
That drives me nuts. So-and-so holds. Just give me time to put the thoughts on paper, and
that would be great.
I'll be brilliant.
We'll
just
do
let
it.
Me know
we'll
if you
it.
Need me. I'll be
I
there.
Will do. I would
free
love
of charge.
That.
Just feed me. That's all I ask.
Yes, they have to be free. I have zero budget.
Just feed me.
I will feed you.
Throw a muffin at me.
Okay, so you remind me next week after Business Over Breakfast, I'll bring you some goods from our breakfast.
Atta girl.
Well, that is all I have, but of course, if I said anything today that you wanted to learn a little bit more about, or you have a speaker idea or anything else, call me at the chamber. Our number is 251-2550. Or you can email. My email is on the website, coffeevillechamber.com. Pretty easy to remember. Or stop in.
All right. Candy Westbrook, once again, spreading her sunshine, letting us know everything going on around the Coffeeville area as we get close to the Memorial Day weekend here in the mighty 690 KGGF.